You're listening to the Sports Map Radio Network, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code SPORTSMAPRADIO for 20% off.
Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is Throwback Thursday, good, bad, and the dumb edition. Let's get the good of the day. I thought the good of the day was the funky disco music of the Return of the Jedi from last hour, but
that might have been.
Maybe there's a better one.
That might have been the good of the day. We might have peaked too soon.
Right.
The good of the day is actually also kind of a bad of the day for one person, one individual. Do you remember the movie Gone Girl?
That was, correct me if I'm wrong, Casey Affleck.
No, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, I'm sorry.
Maybe Casey was in it, too. Sometimes they're always in movies together.
Yeah, that was also with Neil Patrick Harris in it, right?
Was it? I've never seen it.
He was in there, too? Okay, yeah.
So, the director was David Fincher.
David Fincher.
And he was telling a story how Ben Affleck shut production down for 4 days.
For what reason?
Because he refused to wear a Red Sox hat.
Ben Affleck refused to wear a Red Sox hat?
I mean, not a Red Sox, a Yankees hat.
Oh, a Yankees hat. Okay.
For a scene. I guess, and this is where I say it's good on Ben Affleck,
yeah,
bad
on
David Fincher. And David Fincher went as far as he was in this interview he was doing where he was describing it, said that Ben Affleck was acting very unprofessional.
That sounds like, but at the same time, and I don't remember the movie, was him wearing a Yankee hat important plot part?
No, I guess.
Are they from New York?
I guess the important plot part was that Ben Affleck was in an airport and they had written into the scene for him to put on a baseball hat so he would not be noticed walking through the airport. It's towards the end of the movie, I guess.
So why didn't they just go, fine, give me a Tigers hat or a Cubs hat. I don't care.
Or
just give me a baseball hat.
Let me get an I Love New York hat.
Yeah, or a generic hat.
Statue of Liberty hat.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be a Yankee hat?
4 days doesn't sound like you would do that over a hat issue.
Over a hat. I mean, what were you thinking? Like he would finally cave at some point?
Right. Now, if the plot point is he is the son of a former Yankee and he has to wear the hat, like if the movie is around the Yankees and then Affleck would have known that signing up to do the movie.
He probably wouldn't have signed up for the movie.
If it was just grab a hat and wear it, four days?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said it's a little on the bad, but I'm focusing on Ben Affleck sticking to his morals.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, when you have there are certain fandoms that you may have that you can't ever go back.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that even as an actor, you should say, look, I don't want a screenshot of me wearing this hat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
know. Will this be plastered everywhere?
Yeah, I don't need it. So I have an image to protect, and I don't want to wear this hat.
That even if it's just, pettiness out of saying, no, I can't stand the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, that's every Red Sox fan will say that to you.
But again,
can't stand the Yankees.
Well, here's the deal. If I was interviewing David Fincher, that was his name, right? David Fincher?
Yeah.
If I was interviewing him and he said, Ben Affleck, he shut down production of our movie for 4 days because he wouldn't wear a Yankees hat, I'd ask, well, why did it take 4 days?
Couldn't find another hat?
You ever have this where somebody tells you a story but they want to complain about somebody and then you go, why did you go camping with them this weekend? It's like something like that where you put it back on them as to why did you let that person affect you in that way when there's a simple solution to what you're complaining about.
I just thought even more simple solution. Why not a Mets hat?
Yeah, I think Billy Crystal did that. Didn't Billy Crystal want to wear a Yankees hat in a movie and they made him wear a Mets hat and like what was it?
City Slickers?
City Slickers.
Yeah.
But I think he wanted to wear a Yankee hat and they said, no, he's going to be a Mets fan because he lives in Queens or something.
But Red Sox fan wouldn't mind a mess. I mean, even though 86 happened, but
if was he in New York at the part of the movie where
he was in a New York airport.
Okay. Well, yeah, get a Mets hat or get a I Love New York hat. One or the other.
It just, yeah. I mean, for 4 days, you couldn't come up with a hat.
God, 4 days, you couldn't. You had to shut down production for four. You know how long 4 days is? 4 days ago was Monday.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if like, it's Tuesday, and you're like, have we figured out the hat thing yet? No, still
you
working
and I,
on it.
I mean, if there's something that we can, if there's something that we're going back and forth on, we could probably last 4 days and not.
Yeah.
It doesn't really affect everybody else around us.
But imagine,
you shut down production for 4 days on a movie?
Yeah, like imagine on Monday, you're like, all right, actors, everybody to set. And they're like, Ben Affleck won't come out of his trailer. Why? He doesn't want to wear a Yankee hat. Okay, well, let's just let's talk to him. They go talk to him. Let's wait this out. Maybe he'll change his mind. Then Tuesday comes. You're like, are we still not shooting this scene because of the hat? Oh, okay. Do we have some solutions to this? Okay, well, let's get a solution to this. Okay. Then Wednesday comes. You're like, okay, we have everybody in place. Craft Services has showed up. The union is on the clock. We're still not shooting this because of the hat? Okay, I guess we'll wait another 24 hours to figure this out. Like, it doesn't make sense. But again, I don't live in that movie-making world, so maybe I don't, you know.
No.
You can see the New York like electrical union guys going, I don't care. I'm getting paid. So if Ben Affleck don't want to wear a hat, I don't care.
Yeah, maybe that.
I ain't doing a thing. So I'm not moving that cable. So you tell Ben to wear the hat. I don't care.
No 18-hour day? All right.
Right. Exactly. I'm still getting mine. You better make sure the check's clear, Mr. Movie Guy.
Yes, but good on you, Affleck, for sticking to your guns.
Exactly. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Oh, man. I don't know how to feel about this. There's going to be a Who's the Boss reboot.
I saw this.
Not a reboot, I guess a sequel.
Okay, so very much like Fuller House on Netflix, right? Like where they take you now. We've moved 30 years into the future.
Right, and this will focus primarily on Tony and Sam Maselli.
So Alyssa Milano's in.
Yeah, and it's... I don't know. I mean, is Tony Danza going to be Alyssa
Milano?
Is
Judith Light in? Is she there?
I guess Judith Light and I don't remember the other kid's name. Danny something.
Yeah.
Right. Danny Pintero. They're open to the idea if they can find a creative way to include them.
Okay.
I mean, which they got to at some point, right? Although we haven't seen Danny Pintero or whatever his name is.
I don't think we've seen him in anything.
Years.
Now, Mona, she's passed away.
She died.
Okay.
So it'll be tough to bring her back.
But yeah, this sounds... do I really want to know what happened to them?
There was no... When the series ended, weren't we just like, okay. Like, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't really remember the series ending.
Is there a show from the 80s that you really would love to see how the family, quote-unquote, panned out 30 years later? That'd be a good Twitter poll question.
Yeah.
Like, all of the family comedy dramas from the 80s, would you be interested in seeing how, like, Growing Pains family came about, even though Alan Thicke has passed away?
Yeah.
Like, but...
Maybe
you,
them. Maybe, you know...
Family Ties?
Maybe Family Ties. Did Alex become a president of the United States?
Did he become president? Did he become a wealthy...
Senator, congressman?
Hedge fund manager or whatever he was planning to do? Like what? Like seriously, would you be interested in 30 years later seeing Cheers?
See that one. That was the first one that came to my mind, and I think
right.
Cheers I could get behind.
I could too.
Because I mean, it was such a great cast. I mean, we pretty much got like a 30-year glimpse at Frasier.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
What ended up with Frasier? So
that's
we got
true.
A glimpse of that.
So we got a little bit. We got a little bit of that.
Yeah, but it would be. I mean, you know, is the bar still open? Is Sam still owning the bar, or has he become coach in a way?
Carla's kids are adults now. Are they taking care of her? Like she took care of them.
Yeah, she's still bartending. Let's face it. We know she's still bartending.
Exactly.
Norm's still sitting at a seat.
Well, there were a lot of good 80s TV shows that I wouldn't mind seeing. Yeah, but if you told me, give me your top five TV shows from the 80s that you wouldn't mind seeing. You're not thrilled, but you wouldn't mind seeing a Where Are They Now kind of a series. Who's the Boss? It would be like, wouldn't even be on my list.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying I don't remember when the series ended. It wasn't like some
Did
big
they get married?
Fanfare. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I mean, if they did get married, then she definitely should be in it, right?
Right.
I mean, you should definitely have a lot of appearances of Judith Light.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I mean, two things are going on. One is that, you know, with the success of Fuller House, they that's where they want to go with it.
Right. Nostalgia sells.
Nostalgia sells. And it would focus more on Alyssa Milano with her family, but I think I read somewhere it might be in the same house.
Weird.
Yeah, and then Tony Danza would reprise his character. I don't know if he's the housekeeper.
Right.
But maybe he is. Maybe he just, you know, ex-baseball player turned housekeeper, just could never get out of that role.
Yeah, because he's never made any, just never did anything else with his life, but just stayed as a housekeeper.
Stayed as a housekeeper. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Now, if you did a Growing Pains one and Leonardo DiCaprio showed up.
Well, that, yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You would have to make some serious, like, inside jokes about his character.
Well, you know,
becoming super famous.
They did that was the one appeal that I had with Fuller House, is that they did plug in jokes about Michelle Tanner never being in the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I did not know they did that.
Yeah, they made the very first one. They all, like, all the regular, the original cast was all in the living room together. Somebody brings up Michelle, and they all turn to the camera.
That's funny.
And look at the camera and go, yeah, she's too busy.
Yeah, that's funny.
Or something like that.
That's good. That's
but there not, was, like, you know, throughout the series, because, you know, my kids were into it. It was a good family show for us to watch when it was on, and I don't think we watched all of them. But those episodes that we did see, they did throw in Michelle Tanner jokes from time to time, which was great.
That's very good. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Man, I've been waiting for this one. This came out yesterday. I don't know if you saw this this video of a very prominent football player in Seattle.
Right.
Russell Wilson put out a, I don't even know what to describe this. Did you happen to see this yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, you're going to love it. Ready? Take a listen.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited, Tom.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Was he high when he did that? Was he drunk? What is that nonsense?
We know Russell Wilson doesn't partake in any extracurricular activity.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That was gibberish. What is that?
Are you not going to take it to unlimited?
Yeah, it's not unlimited. It's unlimited. What is that? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Say, who's your alter ego? You don't need an alter ego.
Clark Kent?
Like, who says you need an alter ego? You just are you. You are yourself. Was that his wife helping him out with that?
I'm hoping.
I'm hoping, too.
I'm hoping. If not, he has some unlimited explaining to do.
Yeah, what a great wife to participate in that embarrassing bit of video.
Well, she just had a kid, so she's probably just happy to be out and about. But
my
actually, they were in their house.
Walk out if I asked her to do something like that.
You know,
would you mind screaming a bunch of questions at me while I do my Mr. Unlimited video? She'd be like, "No, you can Mr. Unlimited your way out the door."
Yeah. Quarantine affects us all in different ways.
I guess you're right. We've all had our little craziness quarantine, I guess.
Yep.
You might be right. Well done, Russell. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb, and a throwback Thursday. It is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.